Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Parliamentary elections in India worry Christians. Progress is made in healing for a Tajik church. And churches in Siberia's capital start a media blitz to promote the Bible. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where Christians are still concerned despite positive exit polls as India's parliamentary elections continue in that predominantly Hindu nation. According to reports, India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee's National Democratic Alliance is expected to return to power and gain more seats. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan says believers are concerned.
The biggest fear, it was that BJP will have the majority, which means they can rewrite the constitution, bringing laws like you had in Afghanistan or Iran or Saudi Arabia.
However, Yohanan doesn't anticipate that happening because they'll have to rely on a coalition of parties. Whatever the outcome, Yohanan says it won't affect their work.
As far as we are concerned, thousands of pastors and missionaries, they made a decision whether life or death, we are going to continue to preach the gospel. So that is something we have declared publicly.
Meanwhile, according to news reports from Tajikistan, there's been progress made in the investigation of the January shooting death of Pastor Sergei Basarab. The 24-year-old hitman who shot him while he prayed has confessed to police. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says that's good news for Basarab's friends and family.
The local government officials have been very helpful to the people there, encouraging them to move forward. They tell them that they're doing everything that they can to try to find the contractor for Sergei's death. But at this point, they have not been able to find him.
Remchesel says prayer is needed as the church recovers.
I talked with some folks on Saturday, and they said the church there is moving again. They have a new pastor there that is shepherding the flock. And all the investigation into the shooting is going on in the background, but the church is moving ahead.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Embattled Colombian Christians haven't been forgotten. A group of American pastors is there, forging new relationships. Mission Network News' Dave Colross joined the Open Doors delegation and filed this report.
The specific purpose of this trip is to connect 24 pastors from Denver, Colorado, with a group of pastors from Colombia and find ways to spread the gospel across that persecuted country. The pastors from Denver will be seeing firsthand what the persecuted church is suffering in a war-torn country in South America. The reports come across our news wires all the time of the hostages being taken, the rebels slaughtering government officials, and this impacts the church there as well. We are expecting some outstanding results from this pioneering effort. No one else is doing anything of this nature in Colombia, and we expect it to have a tremendous impact on the outreach of the gospel there. Dave Colross, Mission Network News, Bogota, Colombia.
Next, it didn't happen overnight, but the Jesus film has changed a refugee camp in Civil War-battered Africa into a mission-sending force. In 1996, the Jesus film was shown in the camp that people named They Abandoned Us. Nearly 3,000 people watching came to Christ. That's when they renamed the camp They Adopted Us and entered into evangelistic discipling and training. Now the camp is called They Are Sending Us because they're now reaching other camps for Christ. And 2004 is the year of the Bible in Russia's Siberian region. Churches in Siberia's capital have initiated a media blitz to raise awareness of the Bible and to entice unbelievers to find God's Word at a local church. The Bible League is supporting the initiative by supplying Bibles and training materials. The goal is to get people to join small Bible group studies where they can learn about the Bible, praying that many will come to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.